Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. Today, we're diving into something super important. Building healthy coping mechanisms for stress relief. You know that feeling, right? Like your shoulders are permanently hunched, you're constantly running on caffeine, and even a simple grocery trip feels like an obstacle course. We live in a world designed to keep us on edge. Deadlines, social media pressure, the never-ending news cycle, it's a lot. But here's the thing. We don't have to let stress control our lives. We can absolutely build resilience, develop healthy coping mechanisms, and reclaim our inner peace. It's all about finding what works for you, because one size doesn't fit all when it comes to managing those stress monsters. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you build your own personal stress-busting arsenal. First up, awareness is key. Ever notice how we often react impulsively to stressful situations? We yell, snap at someone, or dive into unhealthy habits like binge-watching Netflix for the 5th night in a row. But by becoming more aware of our triggers, those things that send us spiraling, we can start to interrupt that cycle. Think about it. What gets your blood pressure rising? Is it traffic, work deadlines, social interactions? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for dealing with them. Number 2. Movement is magic. I'm not talking about grueling marathon training here unless that's your thing. Even a simple walk around the block, some stretching, or a quick dance session in your living room can work wonders. Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that naturally combat stress. Plus, it gets you out of your head and into your body, which can be incredibly grounding when anxiety starts to creep in. That connection is crucial. Remember that scene in The Godfather where Michael Corleone says, I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. Well, we need to make ourselves offers we can't refuse, offers of connection. Reach out to a friend, family member, or someone you trust. A simple phone call, text, or face-to-face conversation can work wonders for your mental well-being. Sharing your feelings and knowing you're not alone can be incredibly powerful. 4. Mindfulness matters. I know. Mindfulness sounds like some trendy buzzword. But seriously, it's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Focus on your breath, notice the sensations in your body, and engage your senses. There are tons of guided meditations online if you're new to this, or even just taking a few deep breaths throughout the day can make a difference. Finally, prioritize self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks every day to those on ice. It's about making time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Read a book, listen to music, take a nap, spend time in nature, whatever brings you joy and helps you recharge. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Let me tell you a quick story. A friend of mine, Sarah, was feeling completely overwhelmed by work deadlines and family commitments. She felt like she was drowning under the pressure. But instead of reaching for another cup of coffee, which, let's be honest, we've all been there, she started implementing some of these strategies. She went for walks in the park, called her sister for a chat, practiced some mindfulness exercises, and made time to read a few chapters of her favorite book each night. The result? Sarah felt calmer, more focused, and better equipped to handle the challenges life threw her way. Remember, everyone deals with stress differently. What works for Sarah might not work for you, but these 5 key takeaways are a starting point. Experiment, find what resonates with you, and build your own personalized toolkit for stress management. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to help you navigate the stresses of life with more ease and grace. Remember, you've got this. Take the first step towards reclaiming your inner peace, and don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these tips. And as always, keep striving for clarity and confidence in everything you do. Catch you on the next episode of Daily Virtue.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.